If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Back to School Hacks with Shannon Doherty. She is a TikTok, Instagram influencer, 1.8 million followers on TikTok, which is mind-boggling to me.
Woo! When you walk in a room, do they just bring you bags of gold nowadays?
Thank you, guys. I know it's crazy. So exciting.
To follow Shannon on TikTok, it's at home with Shannon. On Instagram, it's at home with dot Shannon. All right. So what do we have? Kids are going back to school. We need some hacks to get them there safely and we can regain our sanity. What do you suggest?
Yes. I think the key for back to school mornings is preparing as much as you can in advance. So as much as I can do on Sunday for the week, it saves me so much time. I would say my number one hack, plan out your outfits on Sundays for the entire week. I like to use a shoe rack organizer. I put it right in the closet, and then I put an outfit for each day in each little section. Each kid has one in their room. We plan them on Sundays, and it will make your mornings, I promise you, 10 times easier.
It's funny. I'm in my 40s, and I do this all the time because I'm just half asleep, and I don't want to think in the morning.
It forces me on Sunday to look at the week ahead also. Maybe Wednesday is spirit day, or Friday is pajama day, and I know on Sunday, which really helps.
Shannon, I'm sure you can relate to this. Is there any worse feeling in the world when you forget that there's a special day at school and then you pick up the kids and they're so mad at you that you forgot it was crazy hat day or crazy hair day or whatever day it was that day?
You failed them.
You fail. It's the worst feeling, and it's happened to me, and that's why I am always trying now to do as much as I can not to forget, because you just feel so bad.
All right, Shannon, another back-to-school hack. Give it to me.
So I like to create these lunchbox stations where I keep everything for my kids' lunches in a little organizer in the kitchen. So what I'll do is I'll make bins for proteins, veggies, fruit, grains, snacks, back-to-school notes. And then my kids actually grab their lunchbox from the station and then go through every bin and basically pack their own lunch, which makes it so much easier in the morning. And I know they're getting a food every food group, and they love the independence.
How do you keep them from emptying one bin and ignoring the other?
Well, I keep them labeled really sweet and nice, and I do warn them, do not mess up these boxes. But honestly, I make it a little game, and they have fun doing it.
So your lunch isn't a package of Little Muffins and a banana?
Right. 7 packages of Little Muffins. 1 banana, because she packed it. Tomorrow, we got to go back to the store for more Little Muffins.
Right.
Well, you can mom hack up those bananas. I write little notes on my bananas for the kids. So, like, I'm bananas for you. And then I write it on the peel as a mom note when they open their lunch. They always get a kick out of that.
Raven, do you want me to write notes on your fruit?
I want to imagine you telling your children that this is the grain drawer. And I'm going to need you to go in there and get something.
You're going to be like, Mom, where's the cookie drawer? Get out of here. All right, Shannon, any other back-to-school hacks?
This is a fun hack. If you're putting apples in lunchboxes, after you slice them, put the apple back together with a hair tie so it almost looks like a round, full apple, and it won't brown and it won't get mushy. And also freeze the yogurt pouches, and then when they open them at lunch, they're the perfect, like, defrosted, still cold, and it acts as an ice pack so it doesn't take up more room. To keep thermoses warm, my kids would complain that their chicken nuggets were cold by the time they got to school. Pour boiling water in the thermos and then pour it out so the interior is really warm before you put the chicken nuggets in, and it stays warm. Tested, and it really works. So
that's awesome. That's a good one to know.
She's pretty smart.
That's why she's got 1.8 million followers on TikTok.
And I have 5.
If you want to follow Shannon too, follow her at home with Shannon on TikTok or on Instagram at home with dot Shannon. Thank you, Shannon.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.